Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, the topic now. Special teams. And for the first time, it seems like all year, the Eagles didn't win a game on special teams. No big returns. Just a routine 54-yard field goal from a rookie field goal kicker.
Routine is what it's become for Cody Parkey. How impressive has this kid been? You know, we were talking about this yesterday in the postgame show, people throwing trade rumors abound. I don't think that's going to happen for the Eagles team. This is a team that values guys who have been here, the continuity. Cody Parkey is the only player on the 53-man roster who was not here since the very beginning of the spring. But what a pickup he has been. I mean, that was a perfect kick. When he lines up there, you just have faith that's going through.
Yeah, and five kickoffs, five touchbacks. Cody Parkey has been almost automatic, and we hope that continues. He's been a tremendous pickup for the Eagles. Solid performance on special teams, Bo. Donnie Jones, a strong game. The Eagles in coverage did a very nice job. Jeremy Maclin averaging 12.5 yards on punt returns, three fair catches. So all in all, a routine game and a solid game, just not a spectacular game, one that we've come to expect from the Eagles special teams. So a good performance from them on Sunday.
I think the answer with Maclin, when you consider how good he was in the receiving game and the way that those balls bounced to him, he might have just had magnets on his hands for the footballs, because those were crazy.
I don't even know how he had the energy to get through that day on just an exhausting afternoon, a career kind of day for Jeremy Maclin. Well, around the league, the NFC playoff race, as we get to the middle point of this season, it is tightening up. And why not? Let's take a look at some of the games from around the NFC, some of the key games. We see the Houston Texans rounding into form here after a tough loss on Monday night to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Texans over the Titans, and the Eagles will be going to Houston on Sunday. Tough game against a really good defense. And an offense that is starting to get things going with Arian Foster.
They're going to lean heavily on Arian Foster. He's been very productive this season. Sort of misleading speed is what they say about Arian Foster. Eagles run defense will need to be prepared. Ryan Fitzpatrick, sort of the quick passing game is what he'll get after with. Not a big deep play guy, but still going to test this Eagles defense. And then, of course, J.J. Watt, the best defensive player in the league.
Yeah, we'll see if Jadeveon Clowney plays the number one draft pick overall in the 2014 draft. How about the game in London? The Detroit Lions coming back from a 21-0 deficit against the Atlanta Falcons. A collapse of sorts, an epic collapse,
ridiculous.
Really,
just run
for the
ball.
Atlanta Falcons, and the Detroit Lions win a key game, now 6-2, if you're keeping total, winning other in first place in that division in the NFC North. The Packers losing, the Saints looking good on Sunday Night Football. Bo, are they back in the NFC South?
Well, the question for them is always, can they do it on the road, which they will have an opportunity to do on Thursday night going up against that Carolina Panthers team, first place in that division at stake.
And Carolina falls to Seattle after two straight losses. The Seahawks bounce back with a road win, a defensive slugfest in Carolina. And, of course, in the NFC East tonight, Washington at Dallas. A great rivalry resumes. Any chance Washington beats the Cowboys?
I think so. You saw what happened when Washington came here. You throw the records out the window when it's an NFC East game. Colt McCoy going down to Dallas. I'm rooting for him all the way.
Go Deshaun Jackson. Go Washington. Beat the Cowboys.